Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Hello and welcome to Fred Film Radio. We are here at the 67th Cannes International Film Festival, working hard, bringing you lots of news, reviews, and of course, lots of interviews. I'm joined today by Chiara Nicoletti and Matt McCucci. Hi, guys.
Bonjour.
Good morning, Amani.
Good morning. I hope you're both well and surviving the festival. Look, there's only a couple more days to go, but, you know, I think we're all getting a little bit weary, and I can see that Matt's eyes are, you know, looking a little bit on the tired side, but I think I look the same.
Is that a way of saying that I look terrible? Thank you very much.
Not at all. I think I'm looking at my own reflection, but minus the beard. the little news that I have today, there's not a lot because a lot of people are leaving obviously now, but I was out last night and I was down headed towards a party and just came across loads of flashing bulbs, and so I was with a colleague. I turned around and it was Heidi Klum and her boyfriend leaving Cavalli's party, so I thought it would be really funny if we just followed the crowd, so we got papped along with Heidi Klum, and we were trying to kind of photobomb. Not sure that it worked, but you can find us on YouTube if you want to see us in the background, which I thought was quite amusing. But anyway, there's lots of films to talk about as always, so let's crack on. One of the films I was really looking forward to, and of course I'll be interviewing the cast and the writer for Jimmy's Hall, which is Ken Loach's film, and Matt McCucci and I went to see this very early in the morning. Matt, what did you think of the film?
Oh, it was definitely worth it. I mean, I was worried because this Ken Loach said that it might be his last feature, like narrative feature, but then in the press conference he said maybe not. So this is a film about it's set in the 30s in Ireland, and it's really the film about the only person who was exiled from Ireland without being put on trial first. So and all he did was open up a dance hall where, like, he would teach kids to dance and sing and write poetry and, you know, do all these artistic things. But the Catholic Church didn't like that because they wanted to oversee all of those aspects of Irish life. And it's a working class story told in a working class way, so there's none of the highbrow stuff and none of the intellectual kind of stuff. So it's very down to earth. It's very Ken Loach in that sense too, because when you think about it, that's the way he likes to bring his stories to life. And it's very human as well.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think but I think the beauty of his films is that it's always taken from the angle of the working class. He's always trying to fight the good fight, which I really like about him. And I am part of a trade union myself, Bechtu, and Ken Loach. I'm on the committee, and Ken Loach is actually on the committee, so I do see him from time to time when he's not busy. And he's just a really nice guy, and I just genuinely believe he is the man that wants to fight the good fight, which is reflected, I think, in a lot of his films. And actually, they do mention the trade unions in this movie, which I thought was really interesting. I mean, I have to say that Barry Ward, who plays Jimmy, and who I'll be interviewing later, I really warmed to him. I really believed and invested emotionally in him as a character. And I'm really looking forward to meeting him and finding out kind of his ideas and reactions to the script, which whether he was a big Ken Loach fan, which is why he did it, and that will be quite interesting, I think.
Absolutely. And actually, going back to the screenplay as well, Paul Laverty wrote it, so it's another collaboration with Ken Loach, and I just want to see more of those guys. I really hope it's not the last narrative film, but it probably won't be.
No, I'm sure it won't be. Okay, so moving on, we've got another competition movie. And now Chiara Nicoletti, she's a huge fan of Xavier Dolan. Oh my God. She loves his work. I mean, she really loves his work. So Mummy is one of his films here that you went to see, and I believe really, really got an incredible reaction, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Tell us a little bit about the film.
First, I would like to say that I'm in a Dolan state of mind again. For fifth film by Xavier Dolan, tells a story about a single mom who gets full custody of her 15-year-old ADHD son.
Okay.
So as they struggle to find a balance in new life and to pay debts and, you know, and go on with their life, they are joined by the new neighbor, Kyla, who was a high school teacher now in sabbatical here. They'll, let's say, helps them to find a new balance and hope.
Okay.
But it's made by Dolan, so it's you have to know his style and his cinema too. That's totally the opposite that we said about Ryan Gosling the other day. I mean, because his style is, you cannot mistake it for anything else.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's unique.
It's unique, and that's the way he uses images and music. And I have to say that the actors that plays the mommy and the other one are incredible. They could think about the Palme d'Or for best actress. They could actually compete with Marion Cotillard.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Well, tell us about the reaction to the screening last night. You were there at the premiere on the red carpet.
I went to the premiere and the reaction was incredible. I think that they kept applauding, is that right?
Yeah.
For 50 minutes. So and he started to cry. Plus, he almost got a standing ovation during the film because he shot everything. I don't want to say too much, but he shot everything in, I don't know how to say it in English.
4x3?
Yes. Yes, and suddenly there's a scene in which the actor literally opens up the screen.
Wow.
They started to
applaud
and laugh, and it was hilarious, yeah.
Okay, I mean, you've made me really want to go and see this film, so that's not a bad thing.
A lot of people hated it.
Okay, so it's one of those films that divides opinion, which we like, you know, there's nothing wrong with that at all. Matt, I'm going to come to you shortly for Incompressa, which is misunderstood, but I just want to really quickly tell you about this film called Charlie's Country, which is in Un Certain Regard. This is a film, if some of you have seen Ten Canoes from Rolf de Heer, you'll know it's about Aboriginal communities and really explains, I mean, he really gets into those communities. So Charlie's Country, he's working with David Goldpipil once again, and he is Charlie. And Charlie is living in this contemporary Australia. He's very torn between his Aboriginal roots and, you know, the way that he's treated, or shall we say mistreated, by the Australians. And obviously he has a very strong feeling that, of course, as the indigenous population, it's his right to be on the land. And why is he living in a shack, you know, in a particular area in Darwin with all the other Aborigines? Why is he not integrated? Why does he not have a house? So this is a kind of a story about his journey, which does go kind of full circle in a way. And it's so, so beautiful. It's so touching. It's so moving. And that actor, David Goldpipil, he is incredible to watch. I mean, when I say mesmerizing performance, it is a mesmerizing performance. And what was wonderful was at the end of the press screening that they were all there for. There's another actor who's a producer in this film, who's in this film, and Peter Jagar, and they gave him a standing ovation as well, which, I mean, he's not an actor, I have to say. David, unfortunately, who was the lead in the film, wasn't there. But you know what? I just felt so overwhelmed by the reaction to the film because it really did deserve it. But you know, there's so many great films here. Matt, you've seen another film that, my goodness, we're so busy here, aren't we? Incompressa, which is misunderstood. Tell us a little bit about that.
To go on with the standing ovation theme, this film got like a 10-minute standing ovation at the end of it.
Wow.
They would not stop clapping. It's probably my favorite film of the festival. And I haven't seen any of the reviews that have come out yet, but to me, this is wonderful. Sofia Coppola, move over. You've lost it. I have no time for you anymore. Asia Argento is the new thing, all right? Basically, the story of a young girl in the 80s, so it's autobiographical, and who, you know, is split up. Her parents have separated, and she kind of fights for the love of either one of them or both of their love, but they just seem to have no time for her for one way or another. Maybe they see her as like the fruit, the result of like a loveless marriage that lasted for 10 years and kind of wasted their lives and stuff. So she just does that, and wherever she goes, she just seems to find no love. She's kind of frustrated by it. But the way it's told, it's like, it's not a depressing movie. Like, it's fun. It's funny. It's charming. And there's a lot of cool music, you know, modern, there's a modern feel to it as well. And it's very warm. But it does have a little bit of darkness in it that kind of keeps you on the edge of your seat, emotionally speaking. Of course, then Charlotte Gainsbourg's in it as well, and she's acting in Italian, and she's wonderful. There's nothing that she can't do. Like, she's amazing. And I'm telling you, there is so much in this film that is just makes it worth seeing.
Great. Well, that again, once again, another movie that another sort of person, I should say, sold the movie to me. The premieres tonight are Sils Maria, which is an Olivier Assayas movie, who of course opened with Grace of Monaco. Let's just hope that this movie is a lot better. It stars Juliette Binoche, and of course she'll be on the red carpet tonight. And Leviathan.
Leviathan. I have no idea. If you don't know how to pronounce it,
I think it's
Leviathan. Yeah, no, I heard Leviathan. Really? Leviathan.
Well, it sounds like a medication. But anyway, yeah. I'm going to stick with my. I'm going to stick with Leviathan. That's how I'm going to say it. And
I'd like to apologize, Sofia Coppola. Don't stop making films. Don't take me seriously.
Okay. All right.
She's here. She's one of the jury. She is. She listens to Bread FM. You know. You never know.
You never know. But yes. So that's what's coming out tonight. And of course, actually, I think we're going to the premiere. So we are going to be on the red carpet, which is quite nice, aren't we, Chiara?
If we find the right dress.
Yeah, it's a problem being a woman.
After the Dolan premiere screenings, I ran out of dresses.
Fair enough. Well, anyway, that's all from us for today. Thank you, Matt McCucci. Thank you, Chiara Nicoletti, for joining me on Fred Film Radio.
Merci.
Merci beaucoup, Amani.
Very good. These guys are getting very good at speaking French. Thank you both very, very much. I'm Marnie Mohammed, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.